AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. March Madness dominates the Saturday sports menu. We start off with a pair of top five teams advancing in Salt Lake City. Correspondent Mike Reeves reports.
Number 2 seed Arizona in the West and number 5 seed Gonzaga in the Midwest advanced to the Sweet 16 with wins in Salt Lake City. Arizona defeated Dayton 78-68 and Gonzaga took down Kansas 89-68. Arizona placed four players in double figures, led by Caleb Love's 19 points.
Whatever I can do to, you know, get the team to win, whether that's scoring, rebounding, playmaking, whatever I got to do defense, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Gonzaga used an 18-2 run early in the second half to break open a close game. The Zags were led by Anton Watson, who paced five players in double figures with 21 points.
We knew that they were going to get tired eventually of us just applying pressure and, you know, sticking to our plan. And we started rebounding. We started getting stops.
In Omaha, East Region second seed Iowa State delighted a boisterous pro-Cyclone crowd by holding off Washington State 67-56. For coach T.J. Otzelberger, he's taking ISU to the Sweet 16 for the second time in three seasons.
Pretty awesome experience. So credit to our guys. They're the ones doing the hard work every single day. And certainly thankful to them, but very, very humbling experience for sure.
No surprise in the Omaha nightcap as East number 3 seed Illinois swatted aside Duquesne 89-63. At Charlotte, two games, both won by the favorites. Tom Merriam tells the story.
North Carolina is headed to the Sweet 16 for a record 38th time after beating Michigan State 85-69, while Tennessee is going back for the second straight year after knocking out Texas 62-58. The Spartans jumped out to a 12-point lead, but the Tar Heels responded with a 26-5 run, sparked by 3 3-point field goals by Harrison Ingram.
For me, it's all about team basketball, and today, you know, I was open, and they found me, Armando, RJ, Elliot, they found me when I was open, and luckily I was able to open the shots.
Ingram finished with 17 points. The Volunteers took control early, going up 9 at halftime, but had to hang on as the Longhorns closed to within a point in the final minute. But Dalton Connect hit 4 free throws in the final 10 seconds to seal it for the Vols.
Despite my shooting performance today, they had trusted me to go take those shots, and I can't thank my teammates and coaching staff enough.
Connect scored 18 points, but shot just 5 of 18 from the field.
The long day of college basketball concluded in Pittsburgh in a South Region battle of Thursday upset winners. Number 11 North Carolina State had to go overtime to outlast 14th seed Oakland 79-73. Finally, in the Midwest, third seed Creighton scored the first 15 points of the second overtime to survive a scare from 11th seed Oregon 86-72. Blue Jays guard Trey Alexander said he and his mates brought a loose approach to that second OT.
We just knew that we were ready for the second OT. We do this all the time in situations in practice, so we were ready. We knew that we were probably more winded than them. We felt like they were walking the ball up the court and things like that, and we were still able to push it going into the second OT. So we were just still trying to play our game.
As for the women's tournament, in Albany, Caitlin Clark logged 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists as Region 2 top seed Iowa demolished Holy Cross 91-65. Back with the NBA, NHL, and more after this. Pro basketball in Saturday's top matchup, De'Aaron Fox and Keon Ellis each hit clutch foul shots in the final minute to lift Sacramento to a 109-107 win at Orlando. Ellis helped out the Kings' cause with a 19-point night.
It was definitely big for me, especially, you know, with family here and you know, all that into it. But definitely is huge for me going down the road. I mean, we have another stretch of tough games, so I definitely think that's huge to roll into those games, you know, with the confidence going.
In other action, the Knicks bested Brooklyn 105-93. The Suns routed the Spurs 131-106. Boston beat the Bulls 124-113. That's 9 straight wins for the Celtics. Houston buried Utah 147-119. The Rockets have a streak of their own, having won 8 in a row. Meanwhile, the Nuggets gave Nikola Jokic the night off as the big guy watched his team win at Portland 114-111. Hockey, the league's hottest team, remained that way when Philip Forsberg scored the game's only goal as Nashville slipped by the Red Wings 1-0. Netminder UC Saros stopped all 22 shots he saw and said his team is enjoying its being 15-0-2 in its last 17 games.
Fun to be a part of this kind of, but yeah, it just starts every day keeping that same focus and not taking nights off. So yeah, it's been great, and yeah, I feel like we're building something special here.
In a battle of heavyweights, the Rangers went to a shootout before getting past the Panthers 4-3. The rest of the Saturday NHL card went like this. The Maple Leafs beat the Oilers 6-3. Ottawa won at New Jersey 5-2. Vancouver doubled up Calgary 4-2. Vegas defeated Columbus by that same 4-2 score. The Kings got by Tampa Bay 4-3. The Blackhawks won in overtime at San Jose 5-4. The Islanders bested Winnipeg 6-3. It was the Flyers over Boston 3-2, and in overtime, the Blues 5, the Wild 4. Baseball, longtime Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos passed away on Saturday. He was 94. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.